the leaving of Professor Mahau to form a new party is likely to have an impact on the current ruling coalition, which is between the Old Basotho Convention and the Democratic Congress, DC, in the sense that if the ABC, as the leading partner, loses such a significant number, obviously that is going to bring some change of balance of seats within the coalition government. It might come to a position where, if numbers keep on increasing, because at the moment we don't know the exact number of MPs who are defecting, it might come to a situation where the DC is likely to be in the majority. And if that happens, we are likely to see the change of premiership, in the sense that the DC will definitely want to take the lead.
Do you think Professor Mahau has a legitimate reason for his decision to form a breakaway political party, a new one, to basically rival or challenge the ABC for political dominance in the Kingdom of Lesotho?
This was the only alternative that Professor Mahau was left with. Since he officially joined the party about 2 years back, the party has been embroiled in a lot of battles, internal instability, that saw him and other members of the party not concentrating on anything meaningful, but trying to find solutions. And this seemed to be an endless war. So for a person like him, who would want to preserve his integrity, I think there was no other alternative but to leave and try to find a political home that would be more stable than the ABC. Apart from that, you will recall that since he came into the ABC, he was never really accepted, particularly by the leader. In the last 2 weeks, there were some new plans where the earlier rival groups within the party had now come together and were planning his ouster. So he had to be proactive, otherwise he was going to be fired.
Why do you think the Prime Minister has suddenly become unpopular with some of his supporters within the ruling ABC? I'm talking about the parliamentarians in the ABC. He just took over not long ago.
I think there are at least two explanations to this. First of all, we will recall that Dr. Majoro has really never been a political powerhouse in himself. You will recall that he only came to office as a compromise prime minister because there was no one who could come in. They had to find somebody who was a sort of a compromise between the factions within the ABC itself. So the fact that he was never really a powerhouse was already going to work against him. This is why it was so easy for him to fall whenever he made small mistakes. The second explanation would be that really, Dr. Majoro has never really been a politician. He is more of a technocrat than a politician. So since he came to office, he was really not in a position to lead the way he was expected to lead. He was somehow not able to make decisions when it mattered most. So he was became very unpopular. And maybe the last explanation would be his perceived arrogance, being an educated man who comes from high places such as World Bank. Some people see him to be arrogant. He seems to be a little bit aloof. So this is how he lost his popularity with ordinary MPs. And maybe, lastly, by going back to former Prime Minister Thabane, who in the past has shown so much dislike for Dr. Majoro himself, this has shown it has proved him to be somehow of a leader who does not have much of a backbone. This is why some of the MPs are calling for his ouster.